Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. As ever, I'm delighted to be joined by a super guest. Today, it's founder and chief rooster of Rooster Punk. It's Paul Cash. Paul's joined us this morning to talk about, hopefully, all things B2B and humanizing B2B. I won't go into too much detail yet, but Paul, do you want to just take 20 or 30 seconds to give us an idea of your background and what's led you into rooster punking at the moment?
Sure. Well, my real background, Glenn, is I'm live in my garage right now. You'll probably edit over this, but I recently moved out, so I'm kind of focused in working in the rooms where there's some furniture at the moment.
Right.
Everything I've ordered either comes from Italy or China, so it's a bit of a nightmare trying to get anything at the moment. But thanks for obviously inviting me to the show. I think it's a great initiative that you're putting together. So my background is I've been working in B2B marketing, clients and agency side for 25 years. About 5 years ago, I set up my third agency called Rooster Punk, and we specialize in this whole new era of B2B storytelling, story-driven content, story-driven branding, really trying to bring that emotional play into that more functional B2B market for tech financial services that we kind of all know really well.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Paul. Well, that's great. Thanks ever so much. And again, thanks for joining us for the drop-in. Now, you know the situation. We'll do five brackets or so minutes on you dropping gold for us and the listeners and the viewers to help us through this situation that we all find ourselves in at the moment. I'm really looking forward to your take on things. I love listening to you, so looking forward to you delivering that. As you know, this is recorded and then it goes out on YouTube and then social media, so there's no cutting, there's no editing, there's no censoring. As ever, I don't know what Paul is going to be saying, we'll look forward to it, and we'll apologize up front for any profanities or little swear words, but you know, we're all grown up, so let's deal with it. Right now, Paul, and hopefully something that you're going to talk about, which is the whole human element in us being people. So on that note, Paul, you have been evangelizing the whole humanizing of B2B for some years now. What do you think are the key elements around being human, or maybe being a bit more human in B2B that A, we maybe should be doing, accepting, understanding anyway, but B, maybe we've been slightly forced into as a result of the coronavirus situation that we're all currently experiencing?
It's a really good question. So as you said, I've been trying to evangelize a more human approach to B2B marketing for many years. And it's a shame that it's taken a crisis like this to bring empathy and humanizing and culture and people and all the things that we know that are highly effective in the way that we market and sell technology, financial services, B2B products, etc. The thing that we always try to leverage is the fact that there is a human truth at the heart of all of this. And you often need that human truth in order to be able to pivot or change mindsets as a company. And that, in the context of B2B, is that buyers and decision makers don't simply want to buy from companies anymore. They want to buy into them. That's really important. They don't just want to buy from them. It's not about that kind of classic B2B transactional sale anymore. It's about buying into them as companies, as brands, their values, what they stand for, how they play in marketplaces, what their CSR is about, how they show up as employer brands, how their culture is effective. All these are vital communication signals in the way that we make decisions about wanting to work with brands or not. And the reason why it's important is because it's far more effective than the traditional B2B speeds and feeds lead generation stuff that we're all familiar with. You know, and there's lots of research out there that tells us that you are almost 50% twice as likely to win a tender if you lead with an emotional value proposition as if you lead with a commercial value proposition. And so to me, that is really important. If you have a growth mindset as a business and you're desperately trying to hit whatever quarterly or annual sales targets, you need to break free from the traditional operational lever-pulling marketing that most comfortable brands are doing right now and start to experiment a little more with other stuff. And that kind of takes me onto some other points that I think are important. One of these are gold, lead nuggets, I don't know, bronze nuggets. I'll let everyone decide. But it's really important that we understand that people in B2B and people generally, we are not logical creatures. You know, in fact, we're pretty irrational most of the time. Yet we seem to have this mental capability which says we have to market to IT audiences, FDs, CFOs, MDs in a rational, economic and logical way, because that's the only way they're going to respond. And it's bullshit and it's counterproductive. And I think Rory Sutherland, who most people in B2B would know, has written a book called Alchemy, which talks about this whole irrationality in the way that we as business buyers and consumers act. And it's a brilliant read. The third thing I think is really important, and we touched on this just before we kicked off the show, was in any downturn market, in any crisis, creativity is your best friend. It's the most underused tool in most people's creativity tool bag, kit bag, whatever you want to call it. And it's for the one reason is that an investment in a creative idea can create that disproportionate economic return. You know, you could spend £5,000 with an agency coming up with an idea that could translate into £1 million of revenue. You know, it really is that fundamental. And it's important that we as business owners, marketeers, really try to embrace creativity. Now is the time to get creative, to try new things, to experiment. I know, obviously, you've tried to obviously creative yourself by doing this drop-in, drop-out podcast, which is great testimony to you. But it's now's the time to surprise your customers, to do something unusual, unpredictable, get them talking about you. So I think creativity is definitely something that we're going to see more of in brands, especially when they start to cut back on budgets and they need to find new ways to do things, for sure. The other thing I think is really important and something that I'm really passionate about is this notion of stopping marketing and starting storytelling. So if music is the language of love, then storytelling is definitely the language of emotion. And we talked previously about the role of emotion within B2B as this really powerful driver of transformational growth, not just kind of incremental growth. We know instinctively that people buy stories, they don't just buy products. And there is a new set of tools out there that marketeers are, in the most part, scared of using, which is around empathy and understanding and emotion and storytelling and trying to bring these new sets of levers into the whole kind of marketing framework to try and build that real kind of brand value and brand sentiment that we know has a massive effect when it comes to growth and selling of products and services. And I think you'll be far more successful if you focus on feelings, not just features. There's lots of business stories out there to be told. Most companies don't need to invent them. They're already kind of there. You've got to mine them and be able to tell them in a creative way. And then the kind of the final point is, having been through three recessions and made a few mistakes along the way, you absolutely get the customers you deserve. So in a downturn, it's easy to cut costs, to seek out customers at any price. And this is really detrimental to growth. You need to maintain your position or evolve your position. You need to demonstrate your value and you need to engage on an emotional level, not a functional one. Otherwise, you'll just end up with customers that by their very nature are transient. They always shift towards the next best deal. They're not necessarily loyal to you. And that in the long run can be hugely expensive to any business. Paul, those are my five nuggets.
I honestly, brilliant. I say this quite often, and I've seen you in we've met often in person. I've seen you speak on stage. I've seen you at shows, and you know, and I do genuinely love the way that you bring this to life, and the way that you talk with such passion about, you know, what is potentially seen as an alternative look at B2B marketing and lead gen. And I love it. You know, we're personable people, but so with that. What is it that we can do at the moment? You know, how can we be creative at the moment? Yeah, we've got so many tools to collaborate and to video conference and all those things. What can we do, you know, in order to bring some of that humanization to life when we can't actually meet in person?
Yeah, so I was actually part of a series of panel debates on this subject around empathy in your messaging recently. And although it sounds really trite, when I was asked this question, it was, why don't you just pick up the phone and speak to your customers?
Brilliant.
Not in order to try and sell anything, but just to kind of speak to them and go, right, how are things? What are the pressures you're facing right now? What can we do to help? How can we pay it forward? Is there anything that you're stressing about that, you know, we can do as a business to support you? I'm not asking for a monetary return. It's all about just trying to show that you care about the situation, you have empathy for them. And if your CEO, for instance, was to do that with your top 50 customers, I can totally imagine that you would get 3 or 5 sales conversations that would probably be sparked off the back of that. So
this really is about connection, isn't it? It's connecting. It's making that human connection. It's not about dressing it up or coming up with tactics or trying to do the next best thing because our product is better than your product or our speeds are quicker than your speeds and all of those things. It's actually getting back to basics? Are we talking about actually just being a bit more human and a bit more personal again?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's sad to think that in this modern day of B2B marketing, that the biggest thing we hear everyone talking about is customer centricity. Yeah? Like, customers aren't important. You know, like, all of a sudden, we've only just discovered that the customers are the real part of the value within our business. And so we see from CEOs and boardrooms and the C-suite down about trying to build better customer experiences, et cetera. And that is a very human side to B2B marketing. It's not about the products that we sell. It's about the people that we're selling to. And, you know, I put employees into that same bracket as well. Having that audience-centric approach is vital. And empathy, understanding their needs, their wants, their challenges, their desires, getting closer and closer to that allows us to be able to take advantage of tools like personalization, which is, again, is another hot thing within B2B. But if you show you genuinely care about your customers, it helps you build better stories, better connections, better products. And ultimately, that has to be a pathway to greater growth for any business. So I hope that this crisis builds on this whole humanizing notion that, you know, business is better when we're about people, not products.
And that seems like a bit of a theme, excuse me, at the moment, where we're kind of being forced into a new understanding of how to be better people again, right? You know, stop being so aggressive or so greedy or so egotistical, but actually get back and, you know, do some of the fundamental things better, and then actually it will reap the rewards. And so what do you think that is we're going to be left with? What do you think we should all really take from this as the lessons learned, and maybe the things we should be doing anyway, but we've had a stark reminder? What do you think are the key things that we should take out of the coronavirus situation and take through into the new world that we enter post coronavirus?
Yeah, so I think I said in my nugget number 2 that people are irrational. So
yeah,
trying to not expect the obvious. So the nice thing to think would be we'd be more empathetic in our communications, we'd be more compassionate in the way we do business, we'd be more mindful of the NHS and these frontline key worker services. But equally, things might go back to usual pretty quickly, and we'll be jumping on aeroplanes and we won't care about the NHS, and it will come round to, you know, NHS pay rises, and we'll be like, oh no, we're not going to do anything to support them. And so, you know, we are human beings at the end of the day, and we are quite self-centered. You just hope that because this has been a global crisis, that there is a general consciousness that enters business and society, that we have a better understanding of our own individual needs and wants. And I hope to see that come through in business, where more organizations look at their sense of purpose, they look at their CSR, they look at their whole kind of employer branding and culture, and really try to build companies from the inside out that are strong, have deep roots. And businesses look and go, how can we make a positive and meaningful difference in the lives of our customers, not just make and sell products? And, you know, a lot of that narrative has been around in play for the last 10 years, but I think it will probably be accelerated through this. At least I hope so. I hope the good comes from it all.
Yeah, Paul, I couldn't agree more. I absolutely hope so too. And with that, I'd have to say, again, absolutely brilliant. I could spend so much more time talking to you on this, and I'm sure absolutely all of the viewers and listeners are gonna enjoy this. Love the way you counted down the nuggets as well.
The
golden nuggets,
yeah. No more than five,
enjoyed that. Yeah, no, it's absolutely perfect. Some really good gold in there. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Paul Cash, Chief Rooster and founder of Rooster Punk B2B Storytelling Agency. Paul, how do people get in touch with you, if indeed you would like people to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm all over LinkedIn, Paul Cash LinkedIn or roosterpunk.com. They're pretty easy.
Perfect. Okay, well, with that, thank you again for joining us. Thanks for dropping in. I'm Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels. This has been the Channel Drop-In with Paul Cash at Rooster Punk. Thanks very much, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Cheers.
Stay safe, everyone. Cheers.